Angela Tang is the project director for CRE and the XDR registry at the Illinois Department of Public Health, and she will be giving an update on our registry.
Good morning, everyone. So I'm going to be talking about our Illinois XDR registry and how we've enhanced it in the past year to meet emerging public health needs. So in November 2013, Illinois healthcare facilities and laboratories were mandated to report carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae to the XDR registry. And at the time that the registry was developed, CRE was, and it still is, an emerging urgent public health threat. And there was a need to gather better data on the situation in Illinois, and also to ensure that facilities could communicate with each other about a patient's CRE status. So you'll see at the bottom of this diagram, a facility can query the XDR registry to see if a patient admitted to their facility has been reported as having a CRE. So we started off with CRE, but the registry was designed with the flexibility to expand to additional pathogens based on emerging public health need. And that's why we named it the XDR registry and not the CRE registry. And so there are a few factors that are considered when we start to think about adding a new pathogen to the registry. And they are, first, it's an emerging pathogen of concern that's often antibiotic resistant. Second, the duration of colonization of the bug is prolonged or unknown. And three, contact precautions are recommended, so it's important for this information to be communicated to the next facility. So recently, there have been emerging pathogens of concern. In 2016, in June, CDC issued a clinical alert for Candida auris. It was identified as an emerging multi-drug resistant yeast that had been associated with outbreaks at healthcare facilities in other countries, but had not yet been reported in the U.S. Well, soon after that clinical alert was issued, the first two cases in Illinois were identified, and those cases are described in the MMWR shown here. And so since that MMWR, a lot more C. auris cases have been identified. And so based on, in the U.S., so based on the concern about this emerging pathogen and after discussing it with our public health partners and CDC, we decided to add Candida auris to the XDR registry. So Illinois' administrative code allowed the addition of C. auris and a new report form and alerting mechanism for C. auris were based on infrastructure built for CRE. So as of January 2017, IDPH started entering C. auris cases into the registry, and it's limited to IDPH entry only at this time. And right now, the burden is relatively low. We've had 11 cases so far, including 4 clinical and 7 screening cases. So multi-drug-resistant Pseudomonas aeruginosa was designated a serious threat to public health by CDC in the 2013 report. And it's been on our radar, but recently a VIM Pseudomonas outbreak of 30-plus cases was detected in Illinois. So we made the decision to include these Pseudomonas cases with a carbapenemase identified in the registry. And actually, more recently, we've also had KPC and IMP producing Pseudomonas identified as part of that outbreak, and these are very rare or have not been reported in Illinois before. So here are some XDR registry statistics through May, just to give you an idea of the reporting that we've seen, and this includes CRE, Candida auris, and carbapenemase producing Pseudomonas. So we'd have 6,600 reports submitted for over 4,000 patients. And we have had over 11,000 manual queries done in the registry. So for the registry, we have manual queries, but we also have worked on auto alerts in which a hospital will send their ADT feed automatically to the registry and automatic searches will be conducted. And if there's a match, then an email will be sent to the infection preventionist at the hospital to say, hey, there's a person possibly with CRS or CRE at your facility. You should look up the patient record in our registry. So in this past year, we've also created pager and text alert options. And this is an optional feature that was based on IP feedback to say, we're not always at our desk to receive emails. So for more rapid notification, can you send us alerts by pager or text? And so real-time alerts are sent from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. and then off-hours alerts are queued until the next day so as not to, you know, wake people up in the middle of the night. So this is a sample XDRO alert email. It's pretty basic. It just says that the registry has identified that a patient recently admitted to the hospital may carry an organism that is highly resistant to antibiotics, and log into the registry for more details. And this is a screenshot of the alert text message. So when the IP logs into the registry, they'll go to this button that says Facility Alert History. And on the alert page, you can see all the alerts that were sent, like the patients who triggered the alert, what the organism was, and the alert date. And so up here we have alert tracking. And for each alert that's sent, we ask the hospitals to tell us what were the outcomes from the alert. So was the alert for the correct patient who's at your facility? Did you know that patient had CRE before the alert? And then was that patient on contact precautions? So this is data through last month. So far, 763 alerts have been sent to 18 hospitals. I had complete data for 746 of those alerts. Five alerts were sent for the incorrect patient, but 741 alerts were for the correct patient, so majority correct. And I'm just going to present outcomes for CRE alerts, but there were two alerts sent for a Candida auris patient. And one hospital connected has not received an alert yet. So these are the outcomes for all correct inpatient CRE alerts. So we asked, did you know that the patient had CRE at the time of alert? 76% said yes, 24% said no. And then we asked, was the patient in contact precautions at the time of the alert? I highlighted the boxes in gold because there were 210 patients who were not in contact precautions at the time of alert, but with the alert, it presented an opportunity to take appropriate infection control action. So this is our auto alert progress statewide. Most of the hospitals connected, represented by the green stars, are up in the Chicago Cook County region, and that's because we have the highest CRE burden in that area, and also those hospitals are highly connected to other hospitals in the area, so they share a lot of patients as identified by a social network analysis. We also have two hospitals in central Illinois that are connected, and we call them bridge hospitals. Basically, they share a lot of patients with hospitals in their own region, but also with the Chicago region. So they represent means to spread CRE from the Chicago region to downstate. So you'll see with the priority hospitals, we're trying to connect hospitals statewide to prevent the spread of CRE from the Chicago region to other places in the state. So just lastly, I've talked about what we've done in the past year with our auto alert expansion, pager and text alerts, and then addition of Candida auris and Pseudomonas. So What we're also looking to add in the future is electronic laboratory reporting. So we right now only have manual reporting to the registry. And then we have a syndromic surveillance feed for ED data, but we hope to add inpatient admission data to this feed and leverage that as our feed for alerting in the future. So I just wanted to thank my co-authors and all our colleagues who have worked on this registry. Thank you.